Microsoft campus is right here at Microsoft Studios. And we are standing on Stage B of Microsoft Studios. And next to me is Brian, who's the director of Microsoft Studios. So, Brian, why don't you tell me a little bit about the history of this building?
So this building in itself used to be a fire engine repair shop. And Microsoft purchased it and was building the second generation of the studios. The first studio was built in 1995 in Building 12. And it was then tore down for the executive building, Building 34. Mm. And then we moved over here in 97 to build the first teleproduction facility for Microsoft.
Nice. And was there a catalyst or a reason why you had to expand so greatly?
I think we had to expand with the company. So we were seeing the company expand in employees very, very quickly. We were also seeing media production really take off with the internet and being able to deliver video over the internet. So this building was really built not only to do media production, but as a digital hub to deliver media around the globe for the corporation.
Wow, that's pretty exciting. I didn't lie to you. So what type of productions happen here? What are some of the more exciting shows and productions that you've seen throughout the years?
Well, we do anything from live productions. We used to do a show with MSNBC, which was a coast-to-coast with Ronald Reagan Jr., all the way down to training and readiness videos, to demos for products, to MSN live music shows. We've done some great music shows with Alanis Morissette, the Talking Heads, and what's left of the Grateful Dead.
Nice, nice. So in addition to some of the celebrities you've mentioned, I'm assuming all the big Microsoft execs have sort of come through these hallways?
Yeah, all the way from Bill Gates to Steve Ballmer. Most of the executive team uses this as their teleproduction facility, mainly around location. You know, it's very close on campus, and they used to have to travel across the bridge. So our executives have a presence here, you know, weekly.
Nice. And now to just give us a lay of the land, this is Stage B. What is this primarily used for, and what other stages are there?
So we've got four stages. This is Stage B, and the key to this is the cyclorama. So this is the largest cyclorama in a sound stage in the Northwest.
Nice.
So it's very large in that aspect. The other stage is Studio A, is always set up and lit for very fast production. We call it rapid response. So there's two sets that you can go in there, turn on the lights, and be on the internet within a matter of minutes. Studio C is an area that's about the same size as this, but you have to build a set. So there's a day of setup and a day of tear down. So it's normally, for one day of shooting, you have a day on each side.
Cool. So this is really bustling with activity. You've got all the stages, all the sets, you know, you do audio production, post-production. How many people would you say it takes to keep this machine running?
Right now we're at about 47 full-time employees, and we have a very large vendor list, so I would say of about 150 different vendor individuals that we use.
Cool, cool. It sounds very exciting. Thank you very much, and we're going to go take a tour. All right, so this is the lobby of MS Studios, and this is Kara. And Kara, you're going to give us a tour of this place?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, let's show us around.
Okay, well, first, to get in, we need a special badge with credentials because we're an MPAA-rated facility, a motion picture Association of America, which means that Hollywood is safe to send new releases here, which we compress and distribute to Xbox and Zune, and we wouldn't want any of that getting up on YouTube.
So you guys actually get new releases from Hollywood sent here?
Absolutely.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Okay.
This is our lobby.
Yes.
And this is where we have our operations, and they keep track of everything that's going on all the stages and all the edit rooms. So this is a little bit the hub of the facility in order to try and figure out how to manage productions that are in and keep things rolling and steady.
Gotcha. So they know what's going on in every edit bay, in every studio at all times.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Great. Let's head down here.
Okay. So we have stage A, B, and C down here on the left, and then each of the stages has a green room where clients can hang out and talent can relax before they go on set.
Yeah.
And then we also have two audio control rooms and also some master control rooms. So we could do two simultaneous large launch events at the same time.
Wow.
And then they also serve as backup.
What are the difference? You said there's stage A, B, and C. Are they all exactly the same in terms of what they can handle?
Well, we have them kind of dedicated for different purposes. Stage A, if you want to take a look.
Sure.
This is the stage that's pre-lit. Let me turn the lights on. So this stage is pre-set up and pre-lit so that you see all these lights that are already hanging down from the ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
We can get in within 1 minute and have Steve Ballmer up on the air. Typically, he'll sit in that chair right there. We have a teleprompter right here on the camera.
Yeah.
And so he
can... Ballmer sits right here.
Yep. That's it. Right there.
I feel regal.
And that's his office, of course. That's what you see out of his office if you're really there.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. But so yeah, we could get this up on a satellite and on CNN in a matter of minutes.
Great. And so these sets are sort of permanently here, or they slide in and out?
We can slide them in and out and change them, and we could take all of this down and put something new in. We can swap backgrounds out behind it. I don't know if you see Wireside Chat or anything, but that's pretty much this setup right here.
Mm-hmm.
And any of the other kinds of, you know, Small Business Summit, we're constantly doing live productions out of here.
Great.
So that can all be switched out behind.
And this is attached to or connected to one of the master control rooms
yes,
you mentioned?
Yes, absolutely. And that is like a TV station.
Okay. What's this room?
This room is what we call a staging room. Mm-hmm. And so there are any number of technical functions that can be performed in support of whatever production is happening on set.
Got you. So sort of maybe the audio mixer is in there?
Could be. And one of the great things about studios is that everything is modular, so we can, from anywhere in the building, connect rooms together. So we could actually do an event that was simultaneous in all three stages at the same time. Wow. So a lot of routing can happen right there at that patch panel.
Cool. Very cool.
I have to say, one of my favorite things is the artwork. You know, Microsoft has a lot of art around campus, and these are my favorite ones. They're architectural drawings of TV sitcoms.
Yes, I know that you've got Lucille Ball and Ricky Ricardo's living room in here from I Love Lucy. Here it is.
And here's a green room. They're just like really nice, posh little pads. Stage B right now, we're setting up a production for tomorrow.
Okay.
There's a lot of work that goes on behind the scenes before the cameras actually ever get turned on. What's special about this stage is that we have a cyclorama. It's a three-wall psych. And you'd actually have to go to L.A. to find a three-wall psych. It's the only one in the Northwest.
Mm-hmm.
We can paint this back and forth, white and green. And if you look on the side, you'll see like about, you know, 2 inches of paint that's been built up as painting it back and forth.
Right.
And the purpose of doing this is that you can shoot like white limbo.
Mm-hmm.
So you can create a virtual environment. You can paint it green, and that's the
sort
TV weatherman.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And you can put someone in a virtual environment. You could all of a sudden change out the green for Paris,
mm-hmm.
and do a lot of really fun things with animation as well as, you know, compositing with video.
Great. Oh, yeah.
Here's our third stage, by the way.
Soundproofing here?
Yeah. These gentlemen are also setting up for a shoot tomorrow. Stage C is just as big as stage B without the three-wall psych. So it's essentially a big box that you can put anything in here that you want.
So stage A is the smaller one, pre-lit.
Yep, of the three. We also have a smaller stage D, which is permanently set up to be a demo or an insert stage. So we, you know, do a lot of demos here at Microsoft.
Absolutely.
And it's ready to go. It's pre-lit, and you can just do a demo and talk, PowerPoint, phone, computer, software, whatever you need to do.
Great. Let's take a look at one of the control rooms.
Sure. Each of the control rooms have a video lighting section, which is right here. And as you can see, the camera that's in the three-wall psych stage that we just were, that's being fed out here. And what's important to happen here is something we call shading. We might have multiple cameras in a shoot, and they all have to match. So, for example, when you're watching Oprah, if one camera was a little more green and one mm-hmm. camera was a little more red and you were cutting back and forth between, that sure wouldn't work.
Absolutely.
So this is where we make sure, and we have an engineer sitting here to make sure that everything matches and they can control many things of the production from this point.
Cool.
And here, this is like a TV kind of newsroom.
There we go. This is where the magic happens.
This is where the magic happens. And there's a voiceover booth to the right. And so each of these production control rooms also have an audio production room, which also can be used separate. Like sometimes we will just mix the music of a movie trailer or a game trailer.
Mm-hmm.
But for a large-scale production where we have all the elements coming into play, we might, for example, one time we had 8 different languages and we were doing a live translation of event, so mm-hmm. of an event. So we had different voiceover stations and we were sending out a localized version live. It was like the UN
wow.
for a day.
Busy day.
It was a busy day. But so right here, the director of a production can look at all the different sources that are coming in on all those different monitors, and it might be a PowerPoint, it might be 3 cameras, it might be a piece of video that was made ahead of time. And then on the switcher, the technical director would call up each of the different sources. So when you're watching the Oscars and you might see a director going, camera one, camera two, camera three, this person right here is punching up all of those sources.
Great.
And then we also have in the back places for the producer to sit, and these microphones here allow them to talk to talent on set, which you're probably pretty familiar with.
I am.
So right here is an audio control room, and Scott Spain is one of our premier mixers here. He's got a long career.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
His first gold record was for Rufus back in 75.
Okay. 1975.
Yeah. Excellent. So what do you do here?
I do the audio operation. I run this suite. I do mixing. I do the surround, sound design, post audio, some stage work. Mostly my job is here as the audio team is in the production suite.
Cool. And what is your favorite thing you've done here throughout the years?
Surround, sound design.
Okay.
We did one for Alan Wake for Xbox.
I love that game.
Oh, it's outstanding.
Scary.
So big.
Great sound.
Yeah. Big and frightening.
Cool. I'm going to let you get back to work.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
One other tidbit. Can we throw this in?
Yeah.
The MTV fact.
Hold on. Go ahead.
Our sound effects server is, we have the biggest Pro Tools system on the planet. Really, you can't build a bigger Pro Tools system than this one. And then the sound effects server that we draw off of is second only to MTV.
Mm-hmm.
I really want to know how many more sounds do we have to buy to be bigger. One, two, just let me know. Bigger, okay?
We'll look into that for you.
Thank you. Let me know.
Okay. All right, so what's this room here?
The Technical Operations Center.
Okay, sounds very technical. Dark.
This is where we can see all the feeds that are coming in and out of the building. If you remember when Brian was talking about how we can send things out different kinds of ways through Vivex and satellite and get things up on the internet wherever we need to. And we also are accepting feeds in from a number of different places. So this would be where we see what's coming in and what's going out.
Awesome. Apparently they're watching The Ed Show.
Yeah.
So this is this room.
This is what we call the hub. It is very noisy because we have millions and millions of drives and servers available.
Wow.
So that any number of those 8 editing stations, they can all pull from a common server, and there is no transferring of files necessary, no copying things from room to room.
Wow.
You can walk into any room, call up your project, and get going. It's much like what you might see at CNN, where everything has to be readily accessible at the same time.
So, I mean, do you have an estimate of, like, how much storage space this thing holds?
Terabytes and terabytes, terabytes and terabytes.
Terabytes!
Oh, my!
Massive. Enough to hold all of the Avatar film?
Absolutely. Actually, James Cameron did come through 5 years ago when he was thinking of making Avatar, but the technology wasn't ready for him. And we have a great case study that you can look up and find in our archives about the process that he went through working with Microsoft to develop the technology, it's called Gaia, that he used to actually house all of the data in order to make that movie.
Awesome. All right, thank you very much, Carr, for giving us the tour of
My
Microsoft
pleasure.
Studios. And as they say in the business, that's a wrap.